Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening up in the stars above for the week of March 16th through the 22nd. And this is also the week where we change from the winter, if you're in the northern hemisphere, down up to the spring. And if you're in the southern hemisphere, where you come out of summer and you go into autumn. So here we go. We have a wonderful week ahead with some ups and downs and craziness. Hey, we are used to this, correct? It's not like we are not expecting that there's going to be stuff happening, because it has been happening all along. I don't know that it has crescendoed exactly yet, but it's a possibility. We are coming to the top of that ridge. We will be able to see new territory from here, but it may take us a while before we get that. I think of Lewis and Clark and the expeditions from the east to the west, where they were coming across the Rocky Mountains. When I imagine what they must have thought when they hit the Cascades, the North Cascades. They are huge mountains and they are very craggy and very steep. And imagine what they must have thought as they were coming up to that, trying to find a way through. I think of the Donner Party as they were coming through the passes in from Nevada into California. Imagine if they had stopped, right? We may not be as settled on the West Coast as we could have been. And things are like that right now, right? We're going through this eye of the needle. We're being pushed somewhere in some ways to evolve, and it's not easy. And it's not easy for me even as an individual experiencing this. And thank God I have friends that I can reach out to during these times that help to put things in perspective. You know, it's not like we all go down at the same time, right? We all are on this wavy, maybe even up and down, much more steep feelings with our emotions and with how we're feeling as we're being barraged with news every day about things changing, or, you know, disruption and closing down things, you know, events and restaurants and bars and all of that are closing down now here in our state. I know other states have already done that. But it isn't like you don't have friends or people that you can reach out to when you're feeling the clutches of this craziness. Humor goes a long way. There have been some really cool memes that I've seen out there that, you know, lighten up the moment and make me belly laugh right when I am feeling despairing. Or a friend reaches out via Messenger or something and shares something with me that just makes me go, oh, wow, okay, let's put this back into perspective. Because let's face it, we all are human beings. We're all taking in all of this tremendous energy through our emotional, our solar plexus, through our minds, through our spleens, the survival energies. And depending on how your chart is set up, of course, as I've said before, you're going to react in various ways, or the family around you may react in various ways. The clue here is to not get caught up in the negativity of it. And when you do, that's when you reach out, right? This is when you reach out. I have a couple of things to share with you this morning. These were, I'll try to post them because they were shared with me. The two Debbies this morning, Debbie Hudden and Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel, you two were the two sharing information with us this morning. And I want to share this later, but I'm going to read this one now. This was from Debbie Hudden this morning, and it's a huge meme with some really, really good thoughts on it. And I've got to get back to Zoom so I can see if I can share this like this. Yes. All right. So if you see something like this on my page, take it, print it. I'm going to post it up here in front of me. So every time I go down, I'm going to reread this. And here is what it says. And this was by somebody named Kitty O'Meara. And I'm not sure who shared this other than Debbie Hedden shared this with me. And it says, in quotes, "And the people stayed home and read books and listened and rested and exercised and made art and played games and learned new ways of being and were still. and listened more deeply. Some meditated, some prayed, some danced, some met their shadows, and the people began to think differently, and the people healed. And in the absence of people living in ignorant, dangerous, mindless, and heartless ways, the earth began to heal. And when the danger passed and the people joined together again, they grieved their losses and made new choices and dreamed new images and created new ways to live and heal the earth fully as they had been healed. Getting chills. I'm getting chills. A lot of what I read in this speaks to Saturn in Aquarius and the eventual move from all of this Capricorn energy over into Aquarian energy as the year progresses. Now, then also Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel shared something with us this morning. Again, I will try to post this up, and the title of this is Lockdown. Yes, there is fear. Yes, there is isolation. Yes, there is panic buying. Yes, there is sickness. Yes, there is even death. But they say that in Wuhan, after so many years of noise, you can hear the birds again. They say that after just a few weeks of quiet, the sky is no longer thick with fumes, but blue and gray and clear. They say that in the streets of Assisi, people are singing to each other across the empty squares, keeping their windows open so that those who are alone may hear the sounds of family around them. They say that a hotel in the west of Ireland is offering free meals and delivery to the housebound. Today, a young woman I know is busy spreading flyers with her number through the neighborhood so that the elders may have someone to call on. Today, churches, synagogues, mosques, and temples are preparing to welcome and shelter the homeless, the sick, the weary. All over the world, people are slowing down and reflecting. All over the world, people are looking at their neighbors in a new way. All over the world, people are waking up to a new reality, to how big we really are, to how little control we really have, to what really matters, to love. So we pray and we remember that, yes, there is fear, but there does not have to be hate. Yes, there is isolation, but there does not have to be loneliness. Yes, there is panic buying, but there does not have to be meanness. Yes, there is sickness, but there does not have to be disease of the soul. Yes, there is even death, but there can always be a rebirth of love. Wake to the choices you make as to how to live now. Awesome. So thank you, Debbie Squared, for sharing those things with me this morning. I will attempt to post those on this page after the show this morning for those of you who might want to take them and print them and post them to your own friends and to your own families. So I love to start the show like that, and we will then go into the astrology for the week. I'm going to take a quick look over here. Jacqueline Lopez, good morning to you, sweetheart. She says, that is beautiful. Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel said she loved this. Deb Johnson, good morning, family. And it is very lovely. And I love it, you know, when all of these things happen. So, you know, I'm on Messenger. I'm on Facebook. You all have my email address. If you're feeling down or scared or worried, reach out. If you are friends with someone and you're feeling down or scared or isolated or panicked, reach out, right? Reach out to one another, support one another. Because I really feel like, and this was a dream I had this morning, which was really weird. In my dream, I kept looking at this monitor, and this monitor was monitoring heart rate and anxiety level. And I kept looking at the monitor, and it would go down and to the number 8, which was weird. There were two numbers in the dream, 8 and 22. It would keep going down to the number 8, which meant we got into a calm. And then it would shoot back up to the number 22, which meant, you know, anxiety level. And then as I'd turn to like a nurse or something, I'd say, it's going up. And she would look at me and it would go back down. I went, oh, it's going back down. So in the dream, it was this anxiety level that was high and low, high and low. And I feel like that's kind of my unconscious mind telling me a bit about what is happening in these times that we live in, right? One day, and even in 1 minute, you can feel high. You could feel like we could do this. And then you might hear something or sense something and or intuit or feel it through your body. And then you go down and then you can go up and you can go down. And that feels to me like what is going to happen over the next several weeks as we move through this here in the United States. But the good news is that in China, the new cases have fallen. And so we expect that that same sort of energy will happen here in the US as we take steps and precautions and what have you. So there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Now, there are a few concerns as we move into this week. Let's start. This morning, the moon is in Sagittarius in void until 9:26 a.m. my time, which is going to be 12:26 p.m. for those of you on the East Coast. In Europe, it will be 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon when the moon will move out of Sag and into Capricorn. Yay! The moon in Capricorn. Remember, the moon acts like a timekeeper. It acts almost like the hands of the clock that tick away. And when we get to the hour, it ding, ding, dings. Or if you have the kind that dings once on the 15 after, and then, you know what I'm talking about, right? So the moon is the timekeeper. And the timekeeper has now or is poised to move into the sign of Capricorn, where we have Jupiter, where we have Chiriclo, where we have Pluto and Saturn. Saturn at the 29th degree, a karmic degree. Do you think that what we're experiencing here is karmic? To me, it is. And it is also the reprisal of a story that has been going on through time immemorial and changes that are wrought when certain planets come together in the big cycles of time. So I was reminded this morning about that. And I went back to get all of my info from the Astrology of 2020 workshop that we did back in December, where this was all pre-Wuhan virus, although that happened right around the 31st, I think it was, of December. It launched into our awareness. And up until that point, you know, things, we knew the world was going to get crazy, but did we know how crazy it was going to get? Well, yeah, I have lists of things that could possibly happen. And as I look at this, as we were talking about these things back then, all but a couple have happened, which is a little bit odd, but okay. And these are things that also happened back in 1177 BC. This was the last time that these planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, all came together in the sign of Capricorn and made these conjunctions. The difference is now it's more, we have a bigger population on the planet. And on top of that, we also have the three of these planets coming together multiple times, where in those days, it wasn't multiple times. It really happened one time, and it set the civilization up on its end, and things happened. The Dark Ages then became a very prominent feature of history. And the Dark Ages, though, led us to the Renaissance times. So it's not that it went away right away, but it led us into a better time, right? A resurgence of art and love and beauty and other changes too. It led to the scientific age, so on and so forth. We don't know, in other words, right? If those people living through the Dark Ages could have looked ahead to what that would create for humanity, maybe they would have looked at it differently, right? Or maybe they were just too busy surviving at that point in history to really take a look ahead at what it might have wrought for them in the future. So what are we sitting on the precipice of, right? We know time is speeded up. So these things that are happening faster, and they seem to be more intense because of that. It's condensed into a shorter period of time, where 1177 BC was a long way before we got to the Renaissance times, you know, several hundred years, probably about 500 years before we got there or even started that. This is a time period that we're living in that this is all condensed, right? Things are happening like this. And that gives us also the feeling of not being able to have control of our lives. That one minute the news is, you know, this, and then the next minute it's that. And, you know, this morning, yesterday there was hope because the Fed cut the rates to zero. But I noticed this morning the stock market's tanking. Think about the fear that that creates, but also the changes, right? We knew back in 2008 that if we did not fix the economy, that we were going to have a repeat. And here's our repeat. Right? We're in our repeat. And it took a virus, something so small, so infinitesimally small, to create the pathway to upending the economy again. So we'll see what comes of that. Do we learn our lessons this time? Right? Do we learn our lessons, or do we have to have something else happen added to this time before we actually demand the change, right? That we are living more humanely, that we are living more in peace and balance and all of that. Like I said, a lot of this is out of your control, right? The transits right now are taking us into this territory. The fact is that back in 2008 and 2009 and 10, when we were in the midst of the big recession of that time, the planet Jupiter was in Capricorn. So I already knew, I saw this, that there's this repeat pattern going on. And if we look back 30 years ago, when Saturn was at the 29th or so degree of Capricorn before it moved off into the sign of Aquarius, we had SARS, we had Ebola. That was another big one at that point in time, and MRSA, and all of these big things that we were dealing with, HIV, and how do we work with that? So we've had these illnesses, we've had these times, right? And these are repeat things. Now, today, the sun has come to a square with the moon, or I should say the moon has come to a square with the sun. We call this point in the cycle the crisis of consciousness. So we have the new moon, then the first time the moon squares, we have the crisis of action, then we have the full moon, and then we come to the last square, which is the square before we go to the new moon again, and it becomes the crisis of consciousness, where we meet up with the resistance, with the blocks, with the limiting thinking that's within us that we need to release or move around, let go, come to peace with, so that we can move forward. And so that's what we have today. The moon will also be in a sextile to Mercury and also a trine to Uranus. Now, the sign of Capricorn. As the moon moves into Capricorn, we become responsibility, right? That's a sign. I mean, that's a characteristic of the sign of Capricorn, and practical and stable. And I think when I see that, I think, well, does change become stable, right? Does change become stable, or is it the change itself that stays stable? I don't know. We'll see. Capricorn is a sign of substance, right? It is clear goals. It is about being resourceful. It is about enduring, and it's about overcoming. So we have some pretty good energies here in Capricorn for us to be able to stand through this, to come through this with an enduring heart, to come through this with an enduring love for one another, and with the enduring humanity that is what it is we are in the midst of creating. Right? We've thought we've been humans, but to be human means to care for one another, to love one another. And I think we've forgotten that over the bit of time here from the last few weeks, a few months even of this coronavirus. And maybe this gives us an opportunity to bring that back, like the poem said, like the thoughts from Kitty O'Meara said. Status and authority are another set of principles that Capricorn is ruled by, or rules. Making your mark in the world, being responsible, again, your role in society, recognition and reward, because Saturn doesn't just leave us. And I always say Saturn with Capricorn because Saturn is the planet that rules the sign of Capricorn. So if you're confused why I'm alternating between Saturn and Capricorn, it's because Saturn is the planet that rules Capricorn. And then on top of that, the Planet Saturn is at the 29th degree of Capricorn, the sign it rules. So it adds some pretty powerful punch to it before later on this month, it moves off to the 0 degrees of Aquarius, where the potential for the new exists. So we have a commitment and high standards and meeting the world with maturity. We have to watch out for becoming too serious, for being overly authoritative, for being rigid, for being closed-minded or closed to innovation. Think of new ways to do things. Think of new ways to be with one another. I'm going to go back to Facebook here. Jacqueline Lopez, if anyone here needs a friend, please feel free to message me if you ever need to chat. She's willing to listen. This is awesome. She also says, flow with the waves and breathe through it. And we are blessed to be living in these times and have the knowledge that we have. Indeed, indeed. Imagine what they didn't have back in the dark ages as these things were coming up. In 1177 BC, we start to see the complexity. This was, by the way, called the Bronze Age. And it was the Bronze Age that led to the Dark Ages, or what we call the Dark Ages. And then out of the Dark Ages came the Renaissance periods of time. So we're talking big epochs of time. So we can't really look at this one little moment. This is really just a blip on the screen. But what are these little moments bringing us to in the bigger picture? That's the question I always have about this. When we look at these big cycles of time, great, right? We have a lot of potential here, but we, even in astrology, it's often hindsight is better 2020, or hindsight is 2020, where we can see things better from after we're through it. Then we can look back and go, yeah, that was the dark ages, right? And we can look back and we can go, oh yeah, we should have listened and we should have made the changes that the universe was bringing to us at the moment, but we didn't. And then we, you know, that hindsight feeds us, and then we can use that hindsight. This is that Capricorn and Aquarian energy. Remember, Saturn rules both signs. And in Capricorn, it is the face toward the past, to tradition, to a different era, a different time. It is that part of Trump that is that MAGA, Make America Great Again kind of thing. We're looking into the past, and never should we think that we recreate the past, right? We can't. It's just gone, right? We can't. There's no breath, no life in the past. We only breathe here in the now. But if we look to the past, we can bring back the things that made sense, the things that supported us, the things that got us through tragedies, through crises. And those very things that got us through World War II, through the Great Depression, and these are just 20th century things, you know, that the World War I, all of the things that brought us together then, or that seemingly created a world in chaos, served to bring us together. Whether it was unconscious or conscious, we came together as families, as communities, as a country, and we worked together to solve a problem. Right? The problem was the war, or the problem was depression, or whatever it was. We came together. 9/11, another big, you know, I see a lot of people talking about the last time that we had this kind of a crisis level. It was back in 2001 with the 9/11 terrorist bombing. But why is it that it has to be that we have crises and then we come together as humans? We come together in community. Can we do this without a crisis? That's the question now that I'm asking even of myself. Can we entertain the possibility that we become more humane, that we become more community oriented, that we be more loving and generous and tolerant and inclusive without a major crisis driving that for us? I think the answer is yes. I think the answer is yes, because I think as Saturn moves into Aquarius, Mars moves into Aquarius, next year Jupiter will move into Aquarius, in 3 years Pluto will move into Aquarius, we have the possibility of being able to see how we as human beings can create a different reality. But don't believe for one moment that Aquarius, that the eye to the future, to seeing the other direction doesn't come with its own price, right? Doesn't come with its own problems. We'll have to look at that as we move forward as well. But we have a lot of possibility here for really changing, making change that's lasting here on the planet. We are making the choice. The choice isn't making us. Right now, it's a little out of our hands what's happened and what's happening, but how we react to that, what happens after that is fully in our purview, right? It's in our control. That part is our free will, right? That part is where we get to choose how we behave to one another. I was thinking this morning, something about drying my hair always makes me think, or putting on my mascara. I was thinking this morning about how most states now are adopting no more than 50 people in a group or something like that, right? Social distancing. We hear a lot about that. And then immediately what I was thinking about were the people, the immigration problem, and how we haven't heard one bit about all these people crammed together at the border in these cubicles or cages or whatever, you know, all of that. What is that like? We're not hearing a bit about that because we've been so insulated about what's happening here in to us as individuals. But I would bet there's a crisis there as well. And I think that's something else that we have to address is what is going on there, right? Are we that inhumane that we would care less about illegal immigrants that are caged up or put together in these densely populated spaces during this period of time? We haven't heard, I haven't heard a word. If anybody else has heard anything, I would be glad to know. But that came into my mind this morning as well. So there's a lot of work to be done. We each as individuals have a lot of work to go through here, right? Moving through what's going on in the world is a personal issue as well, because it's our reaction that creates what happens next. Now today, astrologically, Mercury's moved into Pisces. It entered Pisces early in February. Remember way back when? Seems like ages ago when Mercury moved into Pisces and then retrograded backward into Aquarius just last week, and then turned direct in Aquarius and now moved forward again back into Pisces as of this morning. Mercury will clear the retrograde zone March 29th and 30th and then leaves Pisces on April 11th. Now, during the time Mercury's in Pisces, we are much more intuitive. We are tapped into more holistic thinking, right? We can see the bigger picture, and we can also become more holistic in the way we live, in becoming more resourceful, all of that. We could become more imaginative. Our minds are thinking differently while Mercury's in Pisces. Why? Because Mercury rules the mind, and it rules communication. And it rules our learning, and it rules all of the different ways that we use our minds. So we can be more spiritual, right? We can seek spiritual connection in our thoughts and in our words and in our deeds. There is a bit of escapist thinking when Mercury's in Pisces. There's a bit of escapist thinking anyway when we have the sun in Pisces. When we have anything in Pisces, we're feeling a little more like running away. Like, you know, Harry, I wanted to watch the whole Harry Potter series this weekend. I didn't have the time to do that, but I was like, I just want to escape away into a magical world. What's the magical world? Either Twilight or Harry Potter. But I didn't get to do that. But that's kind of the thing, the feeling that I had is, where can I go? Is it into a book? Is it into a piece of art? Is it into coloring? Is it into singing? I don't know, but we all have that escapist tendencies that we want to feel this week. Of course, on Thursday, we have the spring equinox, the fall equinox, if you're down under. On Saturday, Saturn moves into Aquarius. And on Sunday, we have a whole host of connections, and it's the 22nd, so we already have it as a master numeral, the day itself, not if you add it together, but the day itself. The moon will be in Pisces over the weekend. We have Mercury in a sextile to Uranus, Venus in a sextile to Neptune, and Mars conjunct Pluto. So that brings me to Mars and what is going on. Because remember, Mars is also a catalyst, and he is often aggressive, assertive. He also is very empowered when he is in Capricorn. I went back to some of the things that I looked at for all of us in beginning of February, I think it was, or maybe beginning of March. I looked at what was Mars doing, because Mars moved into Capricorn on February 17th. So it was probably right about there when I looked at this and brought it up to all of you, that Mars in Capricorn was going to be aspecting by conjunction all of the planets that were already there in Capricorn: Jupiter, Chariclo, Pluto, Saturn. I think at that time, Ceres might have still been there, and Pluto, of course. So what was all of that going to bring for us? And I said, Mars in Capricorn is empowered, right? It is about keeping us focused on what is being rebuilt and restructured in our lives, in our world, in our communities, in our nation. And that Mercury retrograde in Mars was bringing down the action, right? It was slowing things down. But now Mercury is no longer retrograde, and it'll be in Pisces, and things can speed up. So maybe what we see is a little bit of a crescendo in this coronavirus and the actions people are taking, and then levels off and then begins to drop as this passes through, right? I don't expect to see things significantly better until after April 4th. That doesn't mean that things won't get better, worse, you know, that up and down for a little bit. But the reason I say after April 4th is because that is when Jupiter and Pluto come into a conjunction. After that, they'll separate for a while. And I think that then becomes the downhill side of this. And in fact, that is even when some of the cruise lines can begin again their cruises. The schools are out until, at least here, until April 27th, I believe it was. But I think that's why we're going to see that change very significant as we get later into April. But we're not there yet. We're only at March 16th. And by the way, happy birthday to my little Y guy. Wyatt is 2 years old today. Oh, so I can't even believe that. It means, because I shared 2 years ago with you all when he was born, right here. So I, you know, it just floors me how fast time goes and how long I've actually been on air doing this in the morning. Okay. So this is then the time that I spoke of at the end of the conversation we had of Mars in Capricorn, where it was our invitation to do a deep dive. And I'm reading my own words here: slowing things down to be more deliberate in the actions that we take, in the purchasing of things. When we move to a store, even if the shelves are mostly empty, right? Being more deliberate in being more enduring. Now, as we go on Saturday, this last Saturday, so the 14th, Mars in Capricorn was in a sextile to Neptune. A sextile is an even exchange of energies between the two planets, Mars in Capricorn, Neptune in Pisces, sharing. This was a great time for us to engage visually or imaginatively with what could be. As we move into this week, Friday, the 20th, Mars in Capricorn will conjunct Jupiter in Capricorn. We have this 22nd Sunday, where Mars in Capricorn conjuncts Pluto in Capricorn. So we have a few days later in this week that are going to be a little bit tricky, that could be a little bit scary, that could be a little bit destructive. We also had the first couple of days of this week with the moon in Capricorn, maybe triggering some of the things that come later in the week. Again, I don't see this as any worse or any more blown up than what it has been. I think what we see is the expansion sort of what we are already seeing, you know, in some of the states on the West Coast, maybe, and New York and Florida. I think even Texas, maybe we're going to start to see more and more states taking precautions and doing the steps that they need to do to keep this, you know, coronavirus contained. Now, I noted this morning too. I do not know one person personally, and I know a lot of people, but I do not know one person who has coronavirus. My daughter's doctor ended up being negative. My grandkids were not exposed to it via the friend that was tested. Now, that's not to say that some of you out there may not know someone who has it. But if you want to put things into perspective, think about your people, your family, your friends. How many people actually have it? That made me go, right? Maybe this is a little bit overblown, right? Maybe we're experiencing a huge sort of overemphasis on something, preparing us for something down the line, or, you know, the universe tends to orchestrate things sometimes for an evolutionary leap, right? That creates, maybe this is the pathway to a giant evolutionary leap. We can't see everything that this is meaning for us, you know, in the grand scheme of things. But again, personally, I do not know one person with that virus, or at least I don't know that I know anybody with that virus. So I keep that in my mind. And yes, in my state, 42 people have died from the coronavirus. And if I keep that in mind, it's like, wow, that's huge. But again, perspective, everybody, keep it in perspective. Okay, so that's Mars this week. We talked about Mercury moving backwards into Pisces. We talked about the moon in Capricorn. What was left is I wanted to talk about the Pleiadian Earth energy of the day. Today is seven breathing. Before I jump into that, let me go back to Facebook really quickly, see if there's any questions. Yes, he's just so adorable. I love that little boy. Good morning, everybody. Marissa says, and Mimi, gosh, 2 years flew by. I know. Can you believe that? It's just amazing. Jacqueline Lopez in New York school closed till April 20th. Here in Washington, they closed down. Well, some of the systems already closed down last week. Where I live, those schools all close tomorrow. So today's their last day until April 27th. And I suppose that'll be reevaluated as time goes on. My daughter and husband and kids, they were going on a cruise April 3rd through 11th. That's been canceled or postponed because the cruise lines agreed to not have any outbound going cruises until for 30 days. And theirs just happened to fall in that 30 days. So we'll see what happens with that for them. But, you know, life goes on and we just have to do what we have to do while things are, you know, shaking out. All right, back to the Pleiadian Earth energy of the day. Today, we have seven breathing. How important is that, right? Seven, remember, is the gateway number. It is the halfway point from the 1 to the 13. And we've reached a portal, right? We've reached an entry point into the higher levels of our evolution. Remember, the Pleiadian Earth Energy Week is really about the spiral of consciousness and how we're evolving through each week. And the energy of the one day was one intuiting, remember? And that was the overarching or the umbrella energy for the entire 13-day week. And now we have reached the halfway point of that week. Now we're applying intuition to breathing energy. And breathing energy in the Mayan calendar was Ik, which represented the wind or breath, right? Breathing. And so the Pleiadian energy also about breathing. This is about merging opposites, right? We may be having to take everything that we have learned and merging it into a new story or merging it into the next level. This is a place where we create a direct connection to source or spirit or God or goddess, right? Where we focus on cooperation and truth rather than on falsehoods and separation. And we ask the question, how can we connect, right? How can we connect? Breathing energy itself can feel very unstable. And maybe that's also been in my breathing, my dreams, that feeling of the heart rate going up and down and up and down. And that's that feeling that we might have of instability right now. where it's restless energy and it's moving from one thing to another. We may feel that energy within us as things are just moving so fast and seemingly out of our control, right? Seemingly out of our control. It's unpredictable. There's a very Uranus feel to breathing energy where it's just, you know, capricious, right? Like the wind where it blows across and then it stops and it blows maybe a different direction. It feels like we cannot control our lives. These are feelings. Your feelings are valid, but the question is it true, right? Are your lives out of your control? It feels insecure. This is a day where we're feeling a little bit fragile. But it is a day that shows us new perspectives and new ideas, new ways of being with one another, integrating how we integrate all of our experiences that we've ever had. In the grand scheme of things, 10 years from now, when we look back at this particular time in history, we will go, wow, that seemed so real. It seemed so chaotic. And yet, hopefully we've come through that and we are sustaining a new way of being with one another and a new way of living in this little blue planet. This week in your human design, the sun and the earth are still sitting at the gate 36 and 6. So if we're looking at the shadow energy, we're still in six is conflict, and 36 is turbulence. So conflict and turbulence, but we can get to the highest so easily, right? We can get to compassion. That's the gate 36. The highest expression is compassion, and humanity is the gift. In the gate 6, we can get to peace through diplomacy, right? We have these high side energies. We don't have to give in to conflict, and we don't have to give in to the energy of turbulence. Although there is turbulence, right? There is a lot of turbulence out there. As we move toward the spring equinox, Thursday, we move into a new human design week. We come to the gates of love, right? We come to the gate 25, which is the gate of universal love. And we come to the gate 46, which is the gate of physical love. So we're bringing both and all aligning both spirit and matter together within us. Another alchemical sort of week through your human design as we see that coming. I believe that happens on Thursday, the 19th. Actually, the 18th, as we move into that equinox gateway. And then we have Mercury that will be sitting at the gate 55, abundance through spirit, right? Abundance. And we also have the planet Venus and Mars moving into the gate 2. The only real concern I have for that week, for later in the week, is Mars moving into the gate 61, joining Jupiter and Pluto at the gate of psychosis, right? The lowest expression in there is the gate, in the gate 61 is psychosis. And the high side, of course, was sanctity. Maybe we'll take a deeper dive through that word sometime this week. And also the gate or the gift is inspiration, right? So maybe we can become inspired and become more loving and kind and generous and all these awesome things that we really should be as human beings. All right. Questions, comments. I'm going to draw us some cards for the week. Thank you, Michelle. Good morning. Okay, Mimi. Oh, I already read these comments. No new comments. Wow. That is amazing. Everybody's thinking, right? Yeah, let's do some cards. I want some wisdom of the oracle this morning, right? Here we have, these are going to be for collective, right? For the week. And also Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel, would you please see if you can share the Oracle School or Colette Baron Reed's thing that you sent me to the Living Astrology page. I'm not sure if it will let you do it. If not, I know you sent it to me, so maybe I can get it from Messenger into the page, because she did a card reading for the week as well, and it was amazing. Amazing! But since I do this group work with a smaller group of people that I'm sure that Colette is speaking with, this can be more personalized to our community or our group. So I'm asking for a card that represents the highest and best that we can reach for this week. And I end up with two cards. One is soulmates. They're both in a protection. So they're both upside down. So soulmates and go the distance. If I turn them over, they're cards number 41, which is a 5 of change, and 47, which is an 11. So we have our cheetah and our penguins, right? Soulmate energy and go the distance. Soulmate energy, I think, is an interesting card to pull up for us. But let's read it and see what we find about it. 41. Its essential meaning is harmonious partnerships, love, friendship, companionship, a relationship fostering personal growth. You are meant to evolve and transform with the companionship of others. Certain people enter into your life in order to take you to the next level of healing, consciousness, and authenticity. It is always a reciprocal experience, although the results for each of you will vary. You know these people by the strong pull drawing you toward them, and sometimes by a strong aversion to them initially too. Soulmates can be friends for life or remain in your life for only a short time. No matter what, you will be changed in ways you can't possibly fathom now. Pay attention to these people today. They are your greatest gifts. And the other one was go the distance. By the way, I forgot to read that was upside down. So let me read the protection message as well. An important relationship brings you to your knees. This is the kind of soulmate who comes with a powerful gift. Your patterns and all your old stories that don't serve you well enter into this dynamic so you can heal them. This person is called to a sacred task to help you learn, even if it seems uncomfortable, sticky, or even inconceivable. The question is not, why did he or she do this to me, but rather, what is the gift in this? Look into this mirror, you will only be changed for the better. Love it. And then if we look at our 47, the go the distance card, which was the cheetah, right, the cheetah there. The essential meaning is endurance, strength, and the long haul. And the protection message, do you feel as if you've been wandering in the desert now for ages and ages and nothing is happening? When you conjure up the image of a desert, you picture parched lips, sunburned skin, and mirages. But there is more to it than that. Amid the hot sands are creatures with resilient spirits, tough skins, and the willingness to burrow deep underground for water so that they may thrive. This is a time of developing survival skills and resilience. You are learning how to conserve your strength, and in the temporary time of austerity, it's wise to be selective about where you expend your energy. Listen to the call of your soul because it will never lead you astray. This is an important time for letting go of what's not important. Well, I think those are two great cards for us for the week. I think they have pulled really cool lessons for us. Going back to Facebook really quickly for the last bit. Sue would love a card today. Jacqueline says, I will be going outside to ground and send Mama Gaia some positive energy when Mars moves, especially where I live. Yeah, you know, so one thing that I don't even want to think this, but it's here on all of these notes that I took about the astrology of 2020. And so far, we've been pretty lucky, I think, in that if we look at what was going on in 1177, nature changed. At that time, nature changed. Drought occurred. Famine occurred. People abandoned cities. Plague and other illnesses took out the population. There was an earthquake storm of 50 years. An earthquake storm, meaning seemed like there were earthquakes popping up everywhere. Today, we have drought, we have famine, we have social unrest, we have economic damage, we have people suffering, we have extreme weather. The only thing we haven't really seen yet are super volcanoes. We haven't seen hurricanes yet. We've had them over the last few years. Just ask our friend Debbie Tibbetts-Tumiel in Panama City what Hurricane David, I think it was, did to their area. We've had tornadoes already. People in Knoxville, Tennessee, and in eastern Tennessee. In 1177, there was plague, exhaustion, and cholera. Today, we have at the time I wrote this, SARS, MERS, Ebola, cholera, diarrhea, those kinds of things, untreatable illnesses, and abuse of antibiotics that just exacerbates the whole issue. We didn't have COVID yet, coronavirus, but it was coming, right? It was coming. In our nature today, we have pollution, our water, our drinking water, oceans, right? Plastic in the oceans, and salination and desalination and land exhaustion, genetic modification, and less biodiversity than we've ever had, which leads to crop failure and genetic manipulations and bee mortalities. So we've already experienced a lot of the same things that were the precursors to the downfall of civilization, the downfall of the Bronze Age and leading it into the Dark Ages. Now, I'm not advocating that we're moving into some other dark age, but it's always darkest before the dawn. Luckily, time has sped up and we do not need to suffer through any of this because we are creative, we are loving, we are generous, we are kind, and we can move through this. We can go the distance, right? We can love one another and create loving, kind relationships. Okay. Sue, I'm getting that I'm going to draw a card for you personally. I know you were probably saying that you wanted a card reading for everyone, but let's do one for you. Jacqueline, I appreciate the information you give out. Thank you. And I love doing that. And Jacqueline also says, amazing how the cards go with what is happening now. Thank you. Debbie shared those pages on Living Astrology for all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Debbie Hedden says, great cards. They are, Sue gets blessed. So Sue McCarthy, if you are still out there, it came in upside down, but it was the card blessed, which is the number 22, a power number, a master number. So I would imagine that even upside down, this card is wonderful news for you. 22. The essential meaning of the card is something wonderful that is unearned and unexpected, a grace that is unforeseen as a gift from spirit. Then it says the protection message. Humility is called for now as grace is an unearned gift. You didn't gain this by your own desires or actions. To be who you need to be, you can no longer do what you did. In a way, you have hit rock bottom. And what is required now is nothing less than total surrender. Then you will be blessed. I think in a way, this is true for all of us, right? To be who we need to be, we can no longer do what we did. That is the power of Mars and Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter having all gone through, or all three of the four of them still sitting at the gate 61, where psychosis is the shadow. Psychosis is akin to insanity, doing the same things and expecting a different result, right? Hitting your head up against the wall and expecting it not to hurt. So I think that's a great one for all of us, Sue. So thank you for asking me to pull that card for you. Remember that if we do the same things that we've always done, that we don't get new results. We have to elevate. We have to evolve. We have to rise up. And we have to be different than we've always done. Be different than what we've always been, right? That's what we need. Okay. Well, that is it for me today. Remember, you do not live in a vacuum. If you're feeling depressed or down or sad or scared, reach out, right? Reach out to one another, reach out to me, reach out to your family. It's a possibility that sometimes we're all going to need it over the next few days and weeks, as not one of you is immune from what is going on. And be well. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow.